1340-KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. General John Allen, on the point of an email pin with a woman, essentially has his career on hold now. Allen, who commands U.S. forces in Afghanistan, says he's done nothing wrong, but his appointment to lead all U.S. forces in Europe is on hold. CBS's David Martin says some emails with a socialite from Tampa are described as flirtatious.
Some officials will describe these emails as nothing more than just using terms of endearment, calling her sweetheart, for instance. But other officials say, look, if it were just terms of endearment, the Secretary of Defense would not have ordered this Inspector General investigation.
President Obama has expressed his faith in General Allen and his appreciation for the job he's done in Afghanistan and throughout his career. Another young jihadist is going to prison for life, Khalid al-Dasari. Convicted in June of attempting to use a bomb, was sentenced today in Amarillo, Texas.
The judge told al-Dasari that it was he and he alone who wanted to blow up people, and he acted by himself the entire time throughout this. And the judge uses quote several times, but for the grace of God, people would be dead because of him.
KLBK TV reporter Nick Oxner there. At least 11 members of the Navy in Norfolk, Virginia are being discharged for abusing a synthetic drug.
The investigation began when a cigarette made from that synthetic compound known as spice was found on a work center aboard the ship.
Lieutenant Commander Bill Urban, two other sailors on the USS Wasp, face similar separation for possession of a different synthetic. There is a pile of money to be saved by Medicare if it can just get its billing and payment system cleaned up.
A government investigation finds that Medicare overpaid skilled nursing facilities $1.5 billion in 2009 after being inappropriately billed for therapy. In fact, a quarter of the claims filed that year were an error, this report says. In the vast majority of cases, facilities billed Medicare for higher levels of therapy than they actually provided to patients.
CBS's Barry Bagnato. There's another red flag being waved over antibiotics.
If something isn't done, health officials say we could be facing a world where strep throat and scraped knees kill.
Unnecessary overuse for illnesses like colds is dumping fuel on a wildfire of resistance.
The CDC's Dr. Lori Hicks saying they are seeing more and more antibiotic-resistant infections.
We are running out of treatment options for many infections and losing more lives antibiotic resistance each and every day.
The CDC is kicking off a new campaign to educate patients and doctors on the overuse of antibiotics. They're also calling for more regulations on the use of antibiotics in farm animals. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
In Brasstown, North Carolina, each New Year's Eve, a possum has sat in a cage slowly lowered to the ground to count in the new year. Now an administrative law judge says stop. PETA argued it was cruel to the possum. On Wall Street, the Dow up 16 points. NASDAQ is down 4. This is CBS News.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/BPAmerica.
Thousands of people from 22 states are listed on the White House petitions page calling for secession from the nation. One state example.
A petition posted at the White House website asks the president to allow Texas to start a new government. Laugh all you want, but tens of thousands of Texans have signed on. Dan Miller, who heads the Texas Nationalist Movement, says they've seen the secession trend catch fire.
This divide, this gulf, has only grown, and of course we've seen a significant spike here recently.
Even Governor Rick Perry brought it up when running for president, saying he did not want to see a situation where Texas was forced to withdraw from the Union. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
In Minnesota, it's an oops created by a programming error while drawing up the new ward boundary lines in Minneapolis. One precinct, 3B, in Ward 10, produced no votes for anyone on Election Day because the entire ward was accidentally drawn right on top of Lake Calhoun, the eastern half. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. Fiona, according to the signs, Ford is having some sort of a big tire event. I just want to confirm a few things. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event?
They're big.
Okay. What about the selection? Put that in your own words for me.
Big.
I see.
In terms of rebates, how would you really sum the whole...
They're big, Mike. Big.
Sensing a pattern.
Right now, buy four Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental Tire, Hankook, or Pirelli tires for a $60 mail-in rebate. And use the Ford Service credit card and earn an additional $60. That's up to $120.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
That's a great answer. I had no idea you were going to go there.
Subject to credit approval. Rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
I'm Bill Berger. This is the Friends and Neighbors Network. The day after tomorrow, 35 years on the Central Coast.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Oh, arduous years they've been up here. I had a bit of battle. Hi, you're Bill. Talking to you, Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today on 1340 KYMS, your news station. I wasn't here yesterday because we were celebrating Veterans Day yesterday. I mean, I know it was Sunday, but then I realized I should celebrate on Monday because everybody else was. So I got my flag put up, and I did stuff. I was at downtown San Luis Obispo. Boy, was it busy, busy. I'll tell you. Now, a little later on here, we're going to make a box, make a box on a piece of paper, and I'll tell you what to put in each corner so we can try to figure out what's going on with this whole Broadwell, Allen, and Kelly thing. Because it's quite a do. In the meantime, in between time, let me tell you this though. I haven't had a chance to speak to you since last Friday. So let's take ours back to last Saturday. Are you kidding? Somebody said they were on the skids, 70-14. How does a little shoe store like Mike's in the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade. That's right. You're just a pair away. I hope you got to the Clark event on Saturday because a big deal. Anyway, let's do today in history and our wasn't our birthdays according to the Tribune. Let me get it for you right here. I guess I could have had it in front of me before I got to this point, but I didn't. I was listening to Mike's Shoes. Okay. Are you ready? Our Highland history on November 13th, 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial designed by Maya Lin was dedicated in the National Mall in Washington, D.C. There was a lot of controversy about it to begin with, and now it's just something else. On this day in 1849, voters ratified the California Constitution. That's it. That was it. That's all it. That's it. Okay, that's good enough. Birthdays today. Producer Gary Marshall is 78. Actor Chris North is 58. Comedian actress Whoopi Goldberg is 57. Comedian Jimmy Kimmel is 45. Actor Steve Zahn is 45. And actor Gerard Butler is 43 today. So we'll say happy birthday to them. But most especially to you, if it's your birthday today, have a good one.
Happy birthday to you.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel. in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
All right, here is the news. Here's the news. I got it right here. I got the news. And I tell you what's going on. I got bad news right before we get to go. Driver Toyota Prius struck and killed a pedestrian Monday on the shoulder of a Napomo Road. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's deputies found the victim's body lying in grass and brush after receiving a call about a possibly injured or intoxicated person on Thompson Avenue near Sheehy Road. A light green Toyota Prius, model year 2004-9. Traveling southbound on Thompson Avenue, drove onto the right shoulder of the road and struck the pedestrian. The time of the collision remains unknown. Law enforcement withheld the name of the victim to notify relatives. So if you see a light green Toyota Prius of any of those years, and it looks like it's got a dent in the front, let somebody know. All right, other things going on. Other things that are happening in our world today. On CalcoastNews.com. Here we have one here. This happens all the time. I used to make fun of this, but now I'm going to take it more seriously. The Cal Fire Control burn at Montana de Oro State Park is burning beyond containment after strong winds pushed the fire across the set lines into Valencia Peak. We planned extensively for this prescribed fire and deployed our skilled firefighters to prevent an escape, but unfortunately, the winds were more than anticipated and the fire jumped our lines. According to Cal Fire Chief Robert Lewin. The escaped fire has burned about 25 acres in addition to the 430 Cal Fire planned to burn near Coon Creek in order to improve the habitat for wildlife and cattle and to clear out old vegetation. Cal Fire is working with state park rangers to fight the fire. A large cloud of particulate matter from the burn blew over the South County yesterday afternoon. This is Tuesday afternoon. That's the day, isn't it? That can't be right. Okay. So anyway, but there's the fire was burning, and somebody asked me about it. I saw there's a control burn by Montana de Oro, but when I looked and saw how much smoke there was, I thought, maybe it's controlled, and it wasn't. Okay, other things are going on. Governor Brown. More states will follow California's lead in raising taxes for the wealthy, Governor Jerry Brown said Tuesday on CNN's State of the Union with Candy, I'm going to bet it's Crowley when it comes up. I'm just going to bet. Okay, I'm waiting for it. Okay, I'm waiting for it. More states will follow California's lead in raising taxes for the wealthy, Governor Jerry Brown said Tuesday on CNN's State of the Union with Candy Crowley. Voters approved Brown's Prop 30 by a wide margin last week. It was hiked tariffs for upper-income earners and levels an additional 0.25-cent sales tax. Revenue means taxes, and certainly those who have been blessed the most who have disproportionately extracted by whatever still or skill more and more from the national wealth, they're going to have to share more of that, Brown said in a taped interview. And everyone is going to have to realize that building roads is important, investing in schools is important, paying for the national defense is important, biomedical research is important, the space program is an indicator of the world leader. All that takes money. Governor said he doesn't believe that further tax increase will be necessary in the Golden State, and he hopes the state legislature will exercise restraint to this so the state budget can be balanced. Could we have a little restraint, please? We can balance them. Okay. And then, lastly but not leastly today, many Californians believed that they had registered to vote at the Department of Motor Vehicles only to discover that they hadn't. they were ineligible to cast a ballot on them before Election Day. Since its adoption in 1995, the Federal Motor Voter Law, which authorizes voter registration at the DMV, has led to the mishandling of many registration forms. Those who wish to vote but learn that they were ineligible may apply for provisional ballots and hope a judge approves of them. This year, Sonoma County voters filled out 25 applicants for court orders to vote. About 60 applied in the Santa Cruz County. You don't come to register your car. Don't go to the DMV to register to vote. Santa Cruz County Clerk Gail Pellerin told California Watch. DMV spokesman Artemio Armenda said voters registering at the DMV must check a box on their driver's license application and fill out a registration form on the second page. Sometimes people don't do either one or both. He said that's the problem right there. That's what's going on right there. And, you know, we should have asked ourselves if the DMV was the place you should register for people to vote. We should have asked ourselves that. Okay. And so right now at 12:15, we're up to the minute on CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right, let's see how we figure this out here. Let me tell you how it works. Okay, so here, make a box, make a square. Upper left-hand corner, you put General David Petraeus. Lower right-hand corner, Paula Broadwell. Upper right-hand corner, General John Allen. Lower right-hand corner, Mrs. Jill Kelly. Not to put Mrs. Allen. Okay, so here's how this whole thing is working here. This is not only a trifecta, but it's become a quadfecta. Is there such a thing as that? This has become a menage a fumf. Here's the deal. So Petraeus and Paula Broadwell, they have an affair. Okay, we know that, and so that's a no-no. You're not allowed to in the military, you're not allowed to. And so he's going to resign. So then Paula Broadwell, though, noticed that General David Petraeus, rather, had friends in the form of Jill Kelly and her husband. But she noticed that Jill was a babe, so she was kind of suspicious of whether David Petraeus maybe had other feelings for Jill Kelly that he didn't express. And so she sent Jill some threatening, jealous-sounding emails. Okay, so there you have Jill Kelly. Now, Jill Kelly so far has done nothing. Okay, she's just sitting there being a wife and whatever. Okay, so then General John Allen, he's overseas, you know, and he's feeling his oats, you know, he's missing home. Anyway, so he apparently knew of Jill Kelly through General Petraeus because they were friends. And then General John Allen, he decided to write some perhaps risque-type suggestive emails to this Tampa socialite, Jill Kelly. And so so you can draw your arrows every which way you can. Now, Paula Broadwell and General John Allen, as far as we know at this point, have nothing to do with each other. But I could change. You know what I'm saying? I could change. Okay. Now this has become interesting. When I was starting to annoy me when everybody kept going, you know, why didn't he say this and what should we do about that? And the guy had an affair and oh my God, the world's coming to an end. And it's like, no, it's not. It's just, you know, one of those ridiculous things that happen that people get themselves into. Okay. So all this we have to investigate. I was like, leave it alone. But actually he's not the one that has to be investigated, really. I mean, we already know that he had an affair. He's resigned, okay, fine. Now what they're saying is, what if he shared classified information with Paula Broadwell? I don't know that the pillow talk would be about North Korea. You know, I don't know what people's pillow talk is always, but North Korea wouldn't come to my mind. I don't think Nancy and I have ever laid there and said, let's talk about North Korea or Iran or uranium enrichment, anything like that. We've never done that. So I don't know why he would. She doesn't want to hear it. Oh, actually, she's the biographer. She actually knows all this stuff anyway because she's been tracing after the guy doing her book. Anyway, so that's what we got now. That's what we got as of this moment. That's where we're going. Okay. Other than that, things are going really well for this country. Of course, the sad part about this is talk about egg on your face here in front of the world. You know, here we just had our election the world was paying great attention to. And so then now we have this, and it's like, okay, we didn't really need this. Now, some people are saying that, so we'll have to, now I guess we're going to have to wait and see what these emails said, and then you're going to have to form your own opinion. Some people said that these were fairly innocent emails. You know, we call the woman sweetheart or whatever. Well, fine. It's like the waitress calling you sweetie. You know, you don't take it to heart. So anyway, some people say, no, that it was more than that. we'll be able to know. Now, musically today, I'll tell you what we're going to do because I was absolutely stunned. I had no idea about these people. One Direction is the name of the group. One Direction is this new boy band that quite frankly, you know, following the footsteps of many others, including, you know, let's go back to NSYNC and Boys to Men and those people. But there's been a lot of boys bands going along, and this one though has really stepped out. And the girls yell and scream, and it's very Beatlesish. And at USA Today, what's the name of that place? NBC Today Show, they have that plaza, that concert, the plaza they call it. This is the most people that ever showed up ever for any concert they ever had, even more than the Beeb. So these people, so I picked some rather gentle, quiet music. Here's something I'll tell you about before we ever get to it. Very interesting. This is really, really, when you consider music today, and I will. Okay, let me consider music today. Nobody does 3.5-minute songs. Nobody does 2.5-minute songs. Nobody does that anymore. You know, they're sagas that go on forever. Not these guys. These guys do short songs. And I just happened to notice that, and I found it startling because that hasn't happened for many years. You know, since back during the Beatles, you know, back then. So it'll be interesting. All right, I think maybe. Or maybe it'll just be boring. I don't know. I'm not sure. But okay, we'll see. We'll find out what happens. Okay. Let's see, other things going on here. Here's all the headlines that have to do with this thing. FBI visits home of Petraeus' mistress. They took all kinds of stuff out. Photos, Ohusu and the scandal. Never mind, I already told you. Broadwell on CIA. Bergen, Obama's choices for CIA boss. Holly Petraeus called apple pie. Poor little Holly Petraeus is apple pie and everything. And he went and to the girl next door and said, holy moly. Petraeus adultery, no big deal. That's one opinion. Sex and the fall of men in power. Not falling of the men in power that don't fall because of it, which is a little bit startling when you have to think about. Okay. All right. Other things that are going on, you might say, what else is going on, Bill? In the headlines, as you're looking at them right here, the workers have exhumed Arafat's body in a probe. I hope they embalm that thing because otherwise it'd be really ripe. Anyway, what they want to try to find out is, you may remember, is was he poisoned? Was he either slowly or rather rapidly poisoned by parties unknown? But we can guess. We can guess about that. How many people are without power still? 35,000. 35,000 people are still without power because of Hurricane Sandy. You can imagine that their nerves are a little bit frayed, wouldn't you say? Holy dump truck. That's a long time. Wow. Okay. Anything else going on? I don't know what this is. We're going to find out. I was just going to tell you the headline and get some other news here, but I got to find out what they're talking about here. This says hamburger launched into space. What does this mean? What does it all mean to us when we find out a hamburger's been launched into space? What is it? What could it possibly mean? Okay. We're going to find out here in a minute. And then when we do find out, we might have a commercial to lead us into it, which is always exciting.
Wish you
we
had
are.
More time to read. Now you can listen to a book on the go with the Audible app.
With joining hands, singing with the marching bands, everybody's catching on like summer's a song.
The thing for audiobooks, which I've never heard one, by the way, but the people that do them get fortune. They get paid fortunes for narrating these books. I know that.
With one free audiobook.
A lot of money.
More at audible.com/news.
You'd be shocked. All right, here it is. Hamburger in space.
2, 1.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. Some guys put a hamburger on the end of a balloon, but they have a camera. That's kind of cool. They have a camera. They have like a platform. And see, there's no... I didn't realize it was going to do anything. It had no talking. So here it shows it's going up in the atmosphere there. That's pretty cool. Here it's above the atmosphere. It's in, what do they call that, lower space? Okay, 80,000 feet, still strong. Okay, this is, they got a camera. That's kind of cool. And now you're definitely up there, 90,000 feet. This thing is still going, 90,000 feet. Okay, because they have a hamburger on a thing on a tray that's going up by a balloon. That's pretty cool. 90,000 feet. Oh, no, there it goes. Oh, wait. It just popped, I think. I think that's what happened. Oh, back to Earth. There you go, back to Earth. Okay. Now, they have a pair. Falling speed is, I forgot what it just said, 150 miles an hour, I think it said. Okay. So it looks like it's going to crash in the ocean is what it looks like. Oh, it's not going. It's going to crash somewhere else. Land 130 miles away in a tree. But you know what it did? You're not going to believe this. So you're going to say this is probably Photoshop. It's probably a big phony baloney, Bill. The hamburger didn't fall out. It landed upright and fine, according to this, what I just saw. Okay, I just thought I'd share that with you because it was kind of cool. All right, that's the end of that, though. We're done with it. We're done with that kind of cool stuff. Let me make sure I have it stopped so that it won't be barking at me when I don't want it to be. All right, thank you very much. Okay. Here's the headline today. Petraeus reportedly shocked at the emails. Associates did not know of threats. He also denied he gave sensitive information to the mistress. And we'll find out more about it. All right. Air district and dust up over Dunes. So the local air pollution control people, Larry Allen and the gang, they're not happy because they say the state is ignoring any attempts to try to monitor what's going on the Oceano Dunes, and that really frustrated by it. You know, they're like, we're not happy about that. But the state's kind of like, you know, we make a lot of money off of these dunes. They didn't say it this way. I'm saying it this way. We make a lot of money off of these dunes, so guess what? All right. Now, before we take a break, which we're going to, I have to do something special because I have to do it. And let me make sure I'm set to do it here. I'll tell you what it is in a second. All right, here it is right here. I have to do an addendum to happy birthday thing, okay? And here's why. Because we need to say happy birthday to, and you can imagine who reminded me of this, that Norm Galloway, Fred Hoadley, Elaine Holshue, and Janice Adams.
Hey to you.
I didn't do that. I didn't have it up right. Let me try again.
Happy birthday to you.
Nailed it.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know how to prevent such tragedies from happening. Talk to your kids. Explain to them the dangers of weapons at school. And tell them that if they see a student with a weapon or even hear someone talking about having one, they need to report it immediately. Tell them if something doesn't look right or seem right to you, speak up. Get to know who your child is spending time with and where they are at all times. If you notice that your child has sudden mood or behavior changes, or seems to always be angry or sad, talk to a teacher, administrator, or medical professional. Be a role model for them and settle your own conflicts without resorting to violence. School should be a safe place for our children. We all need to work together to keep it that way. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more on how to keep our children safe. That's ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Nobody ever says, "It's just cancer. Get over it."
Or, "Snap out of it. It's just diabetes."
And who would ever say, "It's nothing serious. It's just heart disease."
But you do hear those words about people living with another serious illness.
It's called depression, and it threatens the lives of more than 15 million Americans.
Like heart disease, its symptoms can be misleading.
Like diabetes, it's biologically based.
And like cancer, it can be fatal.
So what we should say is what doctors, medical professionals, and other experts say. Depression can be treated.
Which is why those who have overcome it say, getting treatment is like getting your life back.
Depression is real, but so is hope. Learn more at depressionisreal.org.
Supported by a coalition of organizations, including Mental Health America, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the National Medical Association, and the National Urban League.
Can't believe you're packing your bags, trying so hard not to cry. Had the best time, and now it's the worst time, but we have to say goodbye. Don't promise that you're gonna ride, don't promise that you'll call. Just promise that you won't forget we had it all. Feels like snow in September.
say the word that's on your lips. Don't look at me that way. Just promise you'll remember when the sky is gray. 'Cause you were mine for the summer. Now we know it's nearly over. Feels like snow in September. But I always will remember you were my summer love. You always will be my summer love. So please don't make this any harder. We can't take this any farther. And I know there's nothing
smell coffee beans roasting?
You probably will when you start buying your bags of coffee at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. Slow Roasted Coffee is expanding their own in-house store, which will feature, you guessed it, coffee and accessories. They're open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's always a few free coffees for you to sample. Catch this. You'll save money with the new Slow Roasted Coffee Coin Club. Here's how it works. After each coffee purchase, they'll stamp your coin, and your 10th pound will be free. Of course, your local grocery store still carries Slow Roasted Coffee, but now you can shop directly at their warehouse. That's right. Walk in the door, and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. You'll find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Now in their third decade, Slow Roasted Coffee is truly a Central Coast tradition. Mmm, that tastes great.
On Thursdays at 106 and 7/8, Talk is Cheap is delighted to bring you Reel to Reel
with your host Bill Benica
and the Palm Theater's Jim D.
We spend time chit-chatting about all things movies, with current hits to box office flops.
And, of course, all the great movies for the week at the Palm. Luckily, Jim is very knowledgeable about the industry.
And as luck would have it, I'm pretty knowledgeable about the movie industry.
Jim and Bill on Reel to Reel Thursdays at 106 and 7/8.
We're only in it for the movies.
That's it, the only thing we're in it for. Now, Jim will be here Thursday, even though I know it's the big 35th anniversary celebration. I'm not going to do a big thing. I'm really not going to do a big thing. I want you to know. You know, I asked Mike to come by just because I happened to see him the other day. You know. That's it, really. Okay, hi, you're Bill Benica. Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS, your news station. And right now it is 12:34, 3, 2, 1, now, Mark. And the weather was, it says, supposed to be 80 degrees today. I don't think it's going to be 80 degrees. I don't think it's going to make it. It's not going to make it 80 degrees. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I had to go in and to one of the studios has the hemostat, what do you call the thing, the thermostat, for the whole side of the building, and I was freezing in here when I got here, so I turned up the air conditioner as opposed to turn up the heater, but I did it. I had to do it. There's nothing else I could do. Here's an interesting thought I've been thinking about. And I don't know what the answer is, because I'm the guy, I'm Mr. Flat Tax. I know everybody says there's a reason that's no good. There's a lot of people say there's a reason, not everybody. A lot of people say there's a reason it's no good. I disagree. This idea of what Jerry Brown said about, you know, rich people, they've benefited the most, et cetera, but everybody has the same opportunity to benefit the same amount. So this idea of saying, do you think we should tax rich people more? No, I think we should pay a flat tax. They spend more, they pay more tax. They spend less, they and less. Me, I spend less, less tax. I don't understand. I don't see the whole other thing to me is convoluted. Anyway, but my question is this. Prop 30, do you think people voted for Prop 30 because they were going to raise taxes on the rich? Do you think they voted for it because they could see the benefit of the quarter percent sales tax? Did they vote for it because of both things? Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. Anyway, I'm still a flat tax advocate. Sorry, just am. Can't help myself. That's all. So I feel. Let me say also redundant and stuff. Oh, here's boy. This judge missed an opportunity that would have been just cherry. One of the jihadists that we have running around the country was just sentenced to life in prison, and so the judge said to him, "It was only by the grace of God that no one was killed." What a perfect opportunity to say, "It was only by the grace of Allah that no one was killed." You know what I'm saying? Rub his face in it. But I didn't do that. So what can I tell you? They just didn't do it. So, okay. Let's find out what else is going on. See what else is happening. When you see a chance, take it. Isn't that a song? Is that a song? Yeah, okay. All right. I happen to be behind the Idler's delivery truck today, so it brought to mind Idler's, which, of course, it would, an Idler's Sleep Shop. And so they're right there at the cross on Short Street at 189. And you can go in there and see Cody or Juniper, and they're going to help you out with all your stuff, mattressy and sleepy. And they have a great they're just good people. And Idler's has been here since 1954. Since 1954, who are you going to support? 1954, come on. They do such a good job. Price, the mattresses are the same price anyway if you're getting a Tempur-Pedic. And they have the two new Tempur-Pedic mattresses. They have the Breeze and the Tempur-Pedic Weightless, which actually is it actually has more rigidity, a little bit more rigidity than the regular Tempur-Pedic, so that something like that. I'm not sure. Or it has more give. I don't know what it does. It does something special. I have to go in. I haven't had a chance. I'm sorry. Excuse me. They just came out with a thing. I haven't had a chance to get in there. I got in there to check out the Breeze thing because it was cool. It's some material that stays cool. I don't get it. But anyway, that's really cool. And so they just all have all kinds of other good things, too. They have a Sealy Optimum. They have Beauty Rest. They have Posturepedic. They have all this stuff. You know, so they got plenty of beds for you. They got, if you can't find a bed at Idler's Sleep Shop, you're not going to find a bed anywhere. Forget it. You just might as well sleep on the couch. And you may end up there anyway. So, pick a nice bed at Idler's Sleep Shop at 199 Cross Street at Short and Cross. And get in there and get some sleep. Idler's since 1954. Bunga. Bunga. I see it. Okay. Another thing. Let's see what else is in. Let's see what else is in the news. Oh, here's the other big issue. Please. You know, one of the things that's neat, that's supposed to be neat about this country, I think some people forget, is to each their own, as long as within the law. You know what I mean? To each their, everybody gets to do what they choose to do. What a cool country that is. Don't you think? Right, and don't forget to thank a vet for that, too, by the way, because this is Vet Appreciation Month, according to the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors by official proclamation. So anyway, so here's the big brouhaha. Here's the dust-up right now, and that is, you know, should stores be open on Thanksgiving for people to shop instead of should everyone be sitting thankfully around a table eating a turkey? There's always both, of course, because you can only sit around the table eating a turkey for so long. You know, and then you're probably going to watch football. So if the store is open and you would rather go to the store than sit and watch football, let's say it's the, that's not, I'm not going to stereotype anybody. Let's say somebody in the family would rather go and say, I'm going to go shopping. I don't need to. I don't blame them. And they should have the right to do that. And for people, there's going to be protests. There's going to be Save Thanksgiving or something. There's going to be protests at Sears and Walmart and whatnot, I think, on Black Thursday. It used to be Black Friday, but now it's Black Thursday. And so that's what everybody's upset about because, you know, Thanksgiving, the Walmart's going to open 8 o'clock in the morning. I already told you what the specials were. They're pretty good. Now, so here's the deal. I'm not going to go get in line and wait for anything. I mean, I've told you this before. If the good Lord came down and visited, I would get in line to see him. That's about it. You know, otherwise lines are just annoying to me. So I'm not going to go out on Thanksgiving and get in a line. Okay, but there's people that want to. And they want to get a good deal on something, and they feel like they, you know, it's worth the time they put in. Good, let them do it. Quit thinking about it, even. Quit worrying. Quit wondering about it. Do what you want to do on Thanksgiving. Why would you worry about what somebody else is doing on Thanksgiving? Who cares? I don't don't care what else they're doing. Here's a guy launching a hamburger and a balloon up to space. I don't care that he did that. I wouldn't do it. Yeah, I'd eat the hamburger. But he decided to launch one. Okay, so that's kind of... And so then we have the second half of this dust-up is, well, should we have Christmas decorations right after Halloween, rather, instead of should we wait till Thanksgiving? Now, if this argument was brand new, like this year, I'd say, it's an interesting discussion. It's not interesting anymore. It's been, 10, 15 years they've been doing it. I would say probably closer to 15 years that they've been, the retailers say, let's get Christmas going because we need some money. And they start selling stuff right after Halloween. They put the decorations up, everything happens. What, are you going to go backwards? I mean, really, seriously, do you think society's going to say, well, let's go backwards because that seemed to be a better way to do things? No, it's not going to. It's not going to. So. I don't know how to say this about myself. I enjoy Christmas when I'm ready to enjoy it. Does that make sense? You know, the commercial part of Christmas is cool. That's fine. I don't object to it at all. That's fun. But the thing when it takes a certain time for me closer to Christmas when all of a sudden I hear a Christmas carol and I go, bunga, that just hit the right place right there. You know, that's not going to happen to me in November. It just isn't. But that doesn't mean other people don't. Some people probably like it. Now, matter of fact, I was in a store. We were in a store. Nancy and I, what store did we go into and why were we there? What the heck was I doing there? I don't know. Anyway. One of those things I wait patiently. Can I ask the stores to do something, please? Please, especially if you're a women's store, could you just put, even if it's a lawn chair that costs you $1.95 at Big Five, just a lawn chair, could you put a chair for the husbands that have to, you know, be there but really have nothing to do with what's going to happen? You know, and there's lots of places like that. There's foo-foo places. There's clothing stores. There's, what's that one on the corner? Bathroom and smelly bathroom stuff and all that right there on Sherwin Higer. Could you put a chair in there? What am I going to do when I'm in there with Nancy? I don't do anything. That's where I heard a Christmas carol, though. And I have to tell you the truth. It's the longest version of, I forget what the Christmas carol was, because how can you remember one Christmas carol from the other? But it was the longest version of the Christmas carol I had ever heard. Oh, Santa baby. So it was that. And Santa Baby, it lasted a half hour or something. I don't know, maybe they had a replay on that or something. I don't know, but I just kept going over. I felt bad for the workers. I thought maybe this is the only song they play. Anyway, we need a chair. Men need a chair, please. Just a chair. Thank you. All right. Well, I got that news we covered. Well, now we have a name for this. I don't think we had a name for it before. We had the Price Canyon development, is what it was called. So here we had the other development that caused all the stink and mayhem. And so far, it's going to at some point create stink and mayhem, I'm sure. This is called Spanish Springs. Spanish Springs is this big monster thing that has 390 single-family homes, 83 apartments or condos, 320 senior residences, 150-room hotel, a conference center, vineyards, 9-hole golf course, about 960 acres off Price Canyon Road, north of the city limits. Oh, yeah, so that's what they're talking about right there. Okay. Is it north or is it east? No, it's northeast. Okay, fine. We'll go with northeast. That's a lot. And, you know, this is interesting because they say who owns this now. And they just bought it. When did they say they bought it? In 19... No, 20, not 20, 19. 20, sometimes just a short time ago. Oh, late 2010, early 2011. Because I know that John King owned a lot of that property one time. We talked about it. He said, this is what we're looking at someday down the road, maybe. And I said, well, I think it's way down the road. But that was quite some time ago, though. John and I talked about that. All right. So there you go. So that's what's happening in Price Canyon, or not. Now, here's what I don't understand. I'm confused again. War confuses everybody. You know, we don't quite understand exactly what the rules are. But there are rules, apparently. There shouldn't be, but there are rules. So Syria pushes war to the limits. Here's the headline, and they're showing a city being shelled by the Syrian army. And so the question becomes, at what point does somebody say it? Does the UN say it? Does some world leader say it? At what point does it become an atrocity to kill your own people? At what point does that hit the atrocity stage? Because at some point it certainly should, probably the first shell. But, you know, let's say you're going to wait a little while, let the bodies pile up. How many does it take before you say, you know what, this government's committed atrocity against its own people, and therefore should be taken out? How does that work? I don't know. Tide may have turned on same-sex marriage. And one of the reasons being is, and this is the thing, I don't know why as we get older we forget to look backwards sometimes. I don't mean look backwards at our own lives. I mean look at over our shoulders at the younger people that are coming along and say to yourself, what are their attitudes today as opposed to what our attitudes were at their age? They're very, very different. They're night and day. These younger people aren't the same ilk. So anyway, so that's the deal right there. So some things are, I admit, I feel bad about that. The things aren't, someone didn't teach them the right things in some cases. Other things, I admire them. They're certainly more tech savvy than I am. Even just using a wireless telephone, a cordless phone. However, so that's one of the big things is younger people have a different attitude about same-sex marriage. They've been around it now for quite some time. They didn't know the time when everybody despised the idea of same-sex marriage. It wasn't even talked about. Nobody, we didn't. Well, who talked about same-sex marriage? I played that PSA for you that was on YouTube. Beware the homosexual. You know, so anyway, that's where we were. So now life has changed quite a bit, and so that's where it's going. Now, they even had a thing here. Just a second, let me get it for you. They had a thing here about marijuana. And on CNN, they were saying, you know what? We need to come to grips a little bit better with what's going on with marijuana because, the states are voting for it. Here it is, opinion. Feds must yield on pot laws. Let me see if I ever can click on it, what happens. They still show, I can't believe this, that these have been around so long. Did anybody else ever make cigarette papers besides Zigzag? Did anybody? I mean, every funny thing that was ever done about marijuana when I was younger had to do with Zigzag cigarette papers. Anyway, so I'm not exactly sure what's happened at this point, but we'll find out. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, it's an opinion piece. It looks like it's loading. All right, that U.S. should honor states' new pot laws. So now remember, we have states that not only voted for medical marijuana, they voted for recreational marijuana. And now here's the thing that a lot of people, I'm going to tell you what happened. Back when we did Prop 215, which is how many years ago? Back when we did Prop 215, a lot of the anti-215 campaign rhetoric was, you know what, this is just going to lead to legalizing marijuana. Now I think people look at it and say, and this is really, it's not just should it be legalized. First it should be decriminalized. I think so. Again, you got the younger generation is looking at this going, why would you put somebody in jail for smoking pot? What, are you crazy? You know, and I understand why they feel that way. You don't put people in jail just for having a drink. If they drink and drive, you do. If they're under the influence of marijuana and they drive and they're ticketed, they will be under the influence. So, whatever, they don't have to specifically know if it's not alcohol. They can just say the guy's not right. So here's the deal. The thing that's kind of weird is the battle cry was, well, someday they'll legalize it. Well, so here's what I'm telling you. But now people are looking at it and going, how much money could we make? How much money could we put in the state coffers if we taxed marijuana? How much could we solve the drug cartel problem down in Mexico and the drug trafficking problem in this country? Not everything. I mean, obviously, cocaine's still out there amongst them, and some of these other drugs, ecstasy, and all other stuff, methamphetamine. I guess they're all out there. But marijuana, that's been a huge thing, you know. That's the bumper crop of what's coming up. What if it wasn't? What if you could? Nobody cared. All right. So was it Colorado and Washington? I think that said, let's just have this stuff. So again, attitudes are changing, but you have to remember again to look over your shoulder at the younger people that are behind you. That's where the attitudes change, and they vote. I think that has a whole huge heck of a lot to do with it. I really do. I've been thinking about it. Romney idea gets new life in Congress. This is this concept of a hard cap on tax deductions could be starting point for compromise. So here's this issue. Are we going to compromise? Can we compromise? Have we ever thought about compromising? Do we know how to compromise? Should we compromise? Why didn't we compromise? All that kind of stuff. So we have the election over and Obama back in for four more years. So the question is can we possibly compromise on anything so we can do it? So that what they're saying is this may be a place that would basically say that you can only deduct for so many things, and then we put a cap on that. Then we put a cap on it and say, okay, that's as much as you can do. Let me get one of these things here. Okay. Here was this is correspondent Steve Croft covering the impact of gridlock in Congress. He talks to Charlie Rose and Nora O'Donnell about the likelihood of a compromise now that the election is over. So it'd be interesting to see what they have to say. Then there's another one in here you're going to get a kick out of. Grover Norquist said that the Obama campaign called Romney a poopy head. That's the actual word, I'm telling you. I'll play it for you. Call him a poopy head. Well, if that's all they called it, that's pretty good. in the heat of election battle, you know, if all he was called was a poopy head? A poopy head? Are you serious? All right, here we go. This is too bad. This played so well at home, I thought, you know what, I may have found something new that's going to really work well for me here at the mighty 1340, but I always have to remember what I'm up against. But maybe not soon. Maybe not soon. This thing's just sitting here doing nothing. Okay. Oh, wait, no, I think it's going to do something. And then you have another story. Lorena Bobbitt, 15 years later. I wouldn't date her. I can tell you that.
There is still talk of a compromise to prevent a budget crisis. For months now, 60 Minutes correspondent Steve Croft has been covering the impact of gridlock in Congress. His interview with Senate leaders Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell ran just before Election Day. We're pleased to have Steve here this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Charlie.
So where do you think the possibility of Congress compromising with the president stands today?
I think that it's got to happen. I think a substantial compromise, maybe not work out all the problems, maybe put some of them off beyond January 1st, but I think they have to make some real progress between now and the first of the year.
And on the House side, it's clear that Boehner is sending a message to fellow Republicans in the House, we've got to make extra steps that we didn't before.
I think that's true, and I think the president has responded by saying that I'm not wedded to the idea of tax rate increases. I'll settle for more revenue if that's the that's what I can get.
You got Senators Reid and McConnell to actually sit together.
It was like arranging the Paris peace talks or the Camp David talks. It wasn't easy.
Were they as uncomfortable as they looked sitting next to each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what did you learn from that?
Well, I think that what can you say? Don't strike me as two guys that are can sit down in a room over a whiskey and kind of work things out. They're very locked in their ways, and they are both political tacticians.
Well, I
ask
that.
They do.
They are brilliant political tacticians. Anybody who knows Senator McConnell and Reid knows that. They're both very good at what they do and outmaneuvering one another, which raises the question, with no personal relationship, and they're so politically far apart and beholden to their interests in their party, why should we expect that compromise will happen?
I think that the future of the party, a Republican Party, very much depends on getting away from this view held by some in the public that they're just obstructionist. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that there are just too many things that are really important, like the bond rating, for example.
Exactly.
There's a lot of talk now that if they don't work something out, we're likely to lose another AAA bond rating, which costs the American taxpayer even more money. There are just too many things that have to be worked out, and I think the main message from the election is we want you people to get together and do it.
It's and a business leaders saying fix it.
They're saying it, but it's also a bit like nothing focuses the concentration like the feeling of the hangman's noose.
Exactly.
And that's where America is unless it does something about this.
Exactly. And now at a time when we really need, we've got 30 days or so to focus on really important things, we get the first sex scandal in Lord only knows how long to divert everybody's attention.
You think it's getting more coverage than the negotiations in Congress over the fiscal cliff?
By a factor of 10.
Certainly on this program. But Steve Croft, good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve, for coming. Okay, so that's the thing there. You know, we got the sex scandals, right? That's important. I think it's become the point of, there's a lot of talk about what's going on with the Republican Party right now. And none of it's good. It seems. Chevron sidesteps cleaner upgrade. So here's what they did. To get around having to deal with some environmental issues, the Chevron's refining plant in Richmond that had the fire, theoretically, when they fix it, they could upgrade it. But if they upgrade it, then they have to have some environmental review and all this stuff, which would cost them more money. So they've decided, let's not upgrade it. Let's just keep it the way it is. We'll put the old pipes back out of there, you know, brush the charcoal off them, and just stick them back in. Okay. That's good for us. That sounds healthy. So then here's the headline. Challenge ahead even after Prop 30, which is for sure, you know. But I think the biggest challenge is going to be, that the California legislature is exactly what was said. The California legislature doesn't screw the money and mess it up. That's the most important thing in the whole wide world. Because they can't help themselves. If they even smell money, they're like, I got to spend it on something. I'm just telling you. So anyway. We're really big on this Benghazi thing. I think we're... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, and that, you know, we should be making the issue we're making of what happened in Benghazi, Libya. I think it's time to put it to bed. People have differing. Here it says people have different versions. Of course they do. I don't know. It's like we draw everything out to the nth degree, you know. Just for the sheer heck of doing it, you know. One of the things we're going to get to is, I guess Hillary Rodham Clinton might be replaced as Secretary of State, which is kind of fascinating, and because she's done a good job, I think. And who's going to replace her? Why are they going to replace her? You know, should they have told Hillary Rodham Clinton before the election they were going to replace her? Of course not. Of course not. Icky. Yeah. Politics is politics. What the heck? Gotta get over ourselves. Here's a thing right here. A group of Latin American leaders declared Monday that votes by two U.S. states to legalize marijuana have important implications for efforts to squash drug smuggling. Declaration by the leaders of Mexico, Belize, Honduras, and Costa Rica did not explicitly say they were considering weakening their government's efforts against marijuana smuggling, but it strongly implied the votes last week in Colorado and Washington would make enforcement of marijuana bans more difficult. Now here we got two, and I got more sex allegations. You know, it doesn't just end with the generals and the ladies and all that. Australia's prime minister ordered a federal investigation Monday on allegations of child sex abuse in state and religious institutions and community groups following a string of sexual abuse accusations against priests and claims of Catholic Church cover-up in that country. But then we have Elmo. Is it Elmo? Yeah, Elmo. Is it Elmo? I think it's Elmo. The voice of Elmo. Now, here's, at this moment, I can't tell you. Is he being accused? Because I've seen multiple versions of both. I really mean that. So I don't really know what the answer to this is. I wouldn't know who to believe at this point. He apparently had a relationship with a 16-year-old. Originally, they said it was a boy. Then they said it was a girl. Then they said it was a boy. Then other people said it was a girl. Then other people said it was a boy. At this point, the last thing I heard was a boy. But I'm not sure of that. So that's going. He's on paid administrative leave while I look into it. While Guam authorities have lowered the death toll from last week's 7.2 magnitude earthquake to 42 from 52 after some people have been reported dead were found alive. And that has come as a surprise to everybody. The philanthropic arm of the shipping giant UPS said it will no longer give money to the Boy Scouts of America as long as the group discriminates against gays. The times, they are changing. The times, they are changing. Then they had this terrible blast in Indianapolis. They're not sure it was a furnace. They don't know what happened, but two houses all of a sudden disappeared, and other houses were damaged, and two people were killed, and something went kablooey. And they're not sure what kablooey yet, but anyway, they're looking into that. They haven't determined yet what did that, but what I've seen that was. Holy, I mean, there's nothing. The two houses, there's not nothing. Zero, zero, zero. Not piles of rubble or anything. Just nothing. So, you got to try to figure that out. Let's do CBS News right now at 1259 on KYNS San Luis Obispo.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. When Jill Kelly went to the FBI about angry emails from Paula Broadwell related to General David Petraeus, the resulting FBI investigations echoing through the five long corridors of the Pentagon. General John Allen's emails, thousands of them with Kelly, are being scrutinized, and it's part of his elevation to the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. It's on hold now. He now commands U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
General Allen has denied having an affair with this woman, and other officials who know Allen say that the two of them were never even alone together.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon. The latest twist has both generals, Petraeus and Allen, writing letters in support of Kelly's twin sister in a custody dispute with her ex-husband. That was just last September, according to court records. This hasn't happened before. In the third quarter, the wireless industry says texting went down. The plea deal has fallen apart for a Connecticut man accused of raping women and girls along the East Coast.
Aaron Thomas had agreed to plead guilty to rape and abduction charges, but when asked to enter his plea, he told the judge he didn't know which way was right and which was wrong. He said he didn't know what he was doing. Prosecutors say Thomas is linked to at least 17 attacks on women from the Washington area to New England. His trial is set for January. Andrew Mullenbeck for CBS News, Manassas, Virginia.
Human Rights Watch is calling on President Obama to directly address the abuses in Cambodia when he visits there this month. They say hundreds of people have been killed over politics under the current prime minister. Meditation really does work to reduce stress, according to a new study talking about the kind that made Om famous.
A new study suggests there's a cheap and easy way to keep heart disease from killing you. By practicing transcendental meditation for 20 minutes twice a day, African Americans reduced their risk of heart attack, stroke, and death from any cause by 48% for more than 5 years. Heart disease death rates among black adults are double the rates among whites. This study in the American Heart Association journal, Circulation.
CBS is Barry Bagnato in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 55 points. NASDAQ lost 20. Oil at $85.25 a barrel. More people will travel for Thanksgiving this year, according to AAA, but not as far.
It's expected to be about 588 miles, which is a decline from last year when people planned to travel about 706 miles.
Spokeswoman Heather Hunter at AAA. Police in Michigan stopped a 71-year-old man who was driving north in the southbound lanes of I-75. Other drivers were flashing their lights at him, swerving to get out of the way. The police say it took 13 miles to get him stopped and then the ticket for reckless driving written. This is CBS News.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Motor Trend magazine has selected a shocking new car of the year.
The choice was unanimous for Motor Trend's car of the year.
Touch the brake and put it in drive.
It's the plug-in electric Tesla Model S. It beat out the BMW 3 Series, the Porsche Boxster, and the Lexus GS. Judges said the Tesla drives like a sports car, can carry nearly as much stuff as a Chevy Equinox, and is more efficient than a Toyota Prius.
With barely a sound, you're off.
It can go from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. Some drivers might take a second look at an electric car. This model may get up to 265 miles on a single charge. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Police in Gilbert, Arizona say 27-year-old Holly Solomon said her family will suffer under the Obama re-election, and she became incensed when she learned her husband had not even voted. Police say she chased him around and around a parking lot in her SUV and hit him. He's in a hospital. She's charged with aggravated assault. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-621-8600 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-621-8600. That's 1-800-621-8600. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Baby, I wanna know what you think when you're alone. Is it me, yeah? Are you thinking of me, yeah? We've been friends now for a while. Wanna know if when you smile, is it me, yeah? Are you thinking of me, yeah? Oh, oh. Girl, what would you do?
That's the new group One Direction, and they should be called the Come On Boys because they are kind of like, come on, you know what I'm saying? I'm sort of getting the tone of what they sing about. It's kind of like Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Remember Gary Puckett? You know, he might have, when he was standing there singing, it was a vertical expression of a horizontal idea, is what it was. So that's a you know, young girl and all that woman. Anyway, so that's a question. They start younger these days, you know what I'm saying? Hey, who's this guy anyway? D'Antoni? Come on, what are you talking about? You mean to tell me you could have had Phil Jackson back? The Lakers could have had Phil Jackson back, and they chose this guy. This is like as of, you know, early this morning, they decided. So anyway, Mike D'Antoni is going to be a new coach. He coached for who else? Was there before? He coached for other people, Suns and somebody else, Knicks. Anyhow, I smile. Not exactly where I would have gone. Our Mustangs beat Beavers in Corvallis. That's women's basketball. Steelers win, but Roethlisberger got thumped. I was going to look this up just now, but I don't have a fast way of using the computer because number one is I henpeck, and that sounds like too fast a term for what I actually do. Hunt and peck would be even too fast a term for what I do on the computer. But anyway, so LeBron James scored 38 in the Heat's win over Houston. I wonder, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, has the record with 100 points in a game, which doesn't seem possible at this point. It was, that's what he did. And then, so then I wonder what number two is. Is it Michael Jordan? Is it Kobe Bryant? I don't know. It just came to my brain. That's the problem. I haven't had a chance to look it up. Just came to my brain. I'll look it up. I'll find out. Okay, let's talk about other things that are going on in the world. This is really a shame. And if you want to read the whole thing, and this is the perspective in the Tribune by the Sacramento Bee about what's going on, and that's Chancellor Charlie Reed. You know, one of the things that CSU said was if Prop 30 goes through, don't worry about increases. Well, he's increasing. He's trying to fire through some increases, and so it's dishonest. Number one, the trustees are going to vote today on this whole thing, and they should not. I mean, they're trying to make the whole thing work harder. They're trying to make it so you can't do certain classes. You can't take classes with too many credits, which what are you going to do if you're in an engineering major or some of these other majors? Are you serious? Anyway, it's just bunk. It's just hokum. It's wrong, and it's wrong. I agree. It's wrong. That's what they said. It's wrong. I agree. It's wrong. It's that's right. It's wrong. Okay. Let's look over here. The Tesla was the car of the year. Doesn't a Tesla start at like $80,000? There's two models, like one's $80,000 and one's $120,000 or something. Should that be the car of the year? Something wrong with that to me. All right, well, Ford's latest connect with drivers. So here's what's going on right now. People mover. It's going to be called like kind of the people mover. Is that what they call it? Is that what they're actually going to call it? I guess people don't remember the people mover at Disneyland. Too young. Okay. Oh, Transit Connect. That's it. Transit Connect wagon. Here's what basically it is. It's a van with a different front end on it. That's all I'm telling you. It's a van with more of a Ford car front end radiator opening. But it's still basically a van. But they figure if they call it that, that people... Younger, we're back to the younger people with kids, you know what I mean? They don't necessarily want to be the soccer moms. The soccer moms were the generation ahead of them, and they all had vans. Now they want to be today's moms, and they want something new. So if we call this thing, what do we call it again? We call this thing, I already forgot what the name was. The Ford thingy, the Transit Happiness. Oh, Transit Connect Wagon. It'll be priced like a minivan. It'll seat people like a minivan. It's a minivan. Anyway, but that's how you have to market stuff, I guess. Toyota test cars that communicate. Look out, lightning vehicles and automobiles. Intelligent transport system site can receive information from each other on the road. So this is the part of this whole thing about, you know, who was it that was going to test out their cars that can drive themselves? Anyway, so that's all part of the same thing. The cars are talking to each other, and eventually they'll take over. You know what I mean? Remember iRobot with Will Smith? Remember what happened in that? Don't think it can happen, I'm telling you right now. All right, what else is going on? I was going to see if there's anything else going on that was exciting as far as the business world. There wasn't anything. That's all. All right. Let me get, if I can, let me get this story up here for us. Okay. Let me get this story up here about Susan Rice is likely the Clinton replacement as Secretary of State. So this is, and that's no relation to Condoleezza, by the way. Maybe the name Rice just goes well with the snap, crackle, and pop of the General Assembly. Hard to say. Could be that. Or it could be something.
President Obama is putting together his cabinet for a second term, including a new CIA director. So far, only Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has confirmed she's going to leave. As Bill Plant reports, Republicans already are objecting to her potential replacement. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Nora. Well, that's exactly right. CBS News has learned that the president is likely to nominate Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. White House sources say the president feels that he should be able to choose the cabinet members he wants. And they say that Rice has done a good job on Iran and North Korea. But Rice was the public face of the administration's initial response to the attacks in Benghazi, Libya, saying that they were prompted by a spontaneous protest, not terrorism. And she's come under fire from Republicans. When asked about the possibility of Rice as Secretary of State, Senator Lindsey Graham had this to say on Face the Nation.
I'm not entertaining promoting anybody that I think was involved with the Benghazi debacle. We need to get to the bottom of it. The president has a lot of leeway with me and others when it comes to making appointments, but I'm not going to promote somebody who I think has misled the country or is either incompetent. That's my view of Susan Rice.
White House sources say these objections are unfounded, that Rice was simply repeating what intelligence agencies had told her, and that Graham should be aware of her minimal role. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was also talked about as a possible Secretary of State, but White House sources are now talking about him as Secretary of Defense, replacing Leon Panetta. And John Brennan, the president's Homeland Security advisor, is a shoo-in to head the CIA unless he wants to retire, in which case the job is likely to go to his deputy, Michael Morrell. Charlie, Nora, Bill.
Where am I in this? Everybody's got a job. What's going on? Anyway, that's kind of interesting. I'm back with this. Is the lady? They say, okay, well, she said it was a spontaneous riot and all that. This Benghazi thing is just—it's gotten out of hand. It just has. I'm done talking about it. That's it. I'm done. All right, now I do have to get to the story about because we can't possibly go without the story about Grover Norquist and the Obama administration calling Mitt Romney during the election a poopy head. We'll get to it. I promise. All right. U.S. quest to end veterans' homelessness faces barriers. You're not kidding. It's really tough. All homelessness faces barriers. It just does. As a fellow veteran, it's sad to see fellow veterans in that boat, but it's also just sad to see everybody else in that boat. It's not. Did I say boat? Boat. It's not good. I feel like a. Nah. Let's get this. We got to get this thing queued up here so we can do our poopy head story. Here he is. There's that guy. Why would you make a pledge to that man? I'm asking you. I'm not saying there aren't people you'd make a pledge to. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. All right. If you're a Republican, I mean Ronald Reagan or something. I got to understand that. But Grover Norquist. Seems odd to me. Okay. I'm ready when you are. Here we go. Play this video, it says. All right. It'll start. It all of a sudden starts suddenly and interrupts me. But that's okay because I'm just making noise.
President Obama meets with congressional leaders on Friday to discuss the upcoming fiscal cliff. As we showed you earlier, several Republicans in Congress say there is momentum to make a deal before the end of the year.
Grover Norquist, founder of Americans for Tax Reform, has led the conservative push against any tax increase. He rejects the idea that voters gave the president a mandate on Election Day. Grover Norquist joins us now. Welcome.
Welcome. Good to be with you.
Listening to people like Bill Kristol, it seems, and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, it seems that they are prepared and think that you and the Republican Party ought to be prepared to accept some action on the revenue side.
Well, what Speaker Boehner said before the election was we're not raising marginal tax rates. What he said in his presentation was we're not raising marginal tax rates. He is in favor of more revenue from economic growth. I certainly agree with him on that. If we had a recovery, the strength of Reagan's recovery
today. Well, I don't think he's limiting it to growth, is he? I mean, hasn't he suggested that there are other ways in terms of looking at tax reform that will produce more revenue other than simply the economic growth?
Well, in his presentation, he's always referred to revenues coming from growth that tax reform can give you. I know the Democrats would like to see tax increases on the American people. The position that pro-growth advocates have, taxpayer advocates have, is let's have more people working. That requires lower marginal tax rates, not higher marginal tax rates. What Obama wants to do is exactly what would most damage job creation in America, which is why 2 years ago he didn't do it.
Seems like me, you're not changing your attitude one bit.
Well, we just had an election, and the House of Representatives was elected committed to keeping taxes low. The president was committed, elected on the basis that he was not Romney and that Romney was a poopy head, and you should vote against Romney. And he won by 2 points. But he didn't make the case that we should have higher taxes and higher spending. He kind of sounded like the opposite.
Well, I'm not sure that's what the president called Mitt Romney, Grover. That's not the debate that was had. In fact, the debate that was had, I listened closely to it, President Obama's case, he said very clearly throughout the debate that the wealthiest Americans should pay more. And he won 8 of the 9 battleground states, and Republicans failed to reclaim the White House or the Senate. What about the exit polls that show a broad support for raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans? Are you wrong?
Well, two things. There are also polls that say 63% of people are against raising taxes, quote unquote, to pay down the debt. 75%
of people. So why didn't people vote Obama out of office?
Well, again, you saw those ads that suggested Romney gave people cancer in Ohio for months and months unanswered.
And he was a poopy head. All right, I'm done hearing the guy. This Grover Norquist, can I be honest with you? He was the guy that everybody was giving the wedgie to when he was in junior high. Okay, that's what I'm just telling you right there. Mr. Wedgiehead. All right, other things are going on. They had a special, of course, Memorial Day, Veterans Day services, and Hazel McNitt, what a fascinating story she has about this nurse when she's 92 years old now. Back in 1941, she was became a nurse and she was a lieutenant, and so she was Army First Lieutenant, and so now there was a call went out in the Battle of the Bulge, they said they need some medical help, and nobody volunteered, so she did. Good for her. It says an angel in the frozen hell. In case you know, I need to tell you something about it. This relates to Veterans Day yesterday and the day before. It's not like you know you're a veteran of a certain war and you don't think about what other people went through. You know, matter of fact, I think you're more focused on what other people might have had to go through because they had to go through it, what you went through, but under some much dire conditions, especially cold. I'm going to say this is how I feel about cold. You know what I mean? And people that were in the European theater during the winter, people that are in Korea during the winter. I think of these people, and I think the heat's more readily dealt with for me, not for everybody. Some people might say, well, the heat will just kill you. That's no good. I'd rather be someplace cold. But I think either way, both the hot and the cold of the whole thing, I don't think people sometimes stop and think about, you know, that are these veterans that are veterans, and you say, you know, we owe them a lot. Well, you owe them that. They went through heck and damnation, you know, during their tours. No matter when they had. Think of all the people there in a Cold War that had to serve in the worst places in the world. I'm not talking about the people who were in Hawaii. I'm not talking about them. We thank them. We thank them for their 4-year vacation we gave them. We thank them for that. In Hawaii, we thank them. But I'm talking about some of these other people. Here's what Dorothy's dress fetched. It fetched $480,000. Even the wizard could not have predicted that. $480,000. For that kind of money, do you wear it? Or do you just look at it? I try to get some use out of it, I got to tell you the truth. Okay, Steve McQueen, let's hear. Here's some other people that had things that were sold that they wore. Steve McQueen's racing jacket sold for $50,000, as did the purple skirt worn by Marilyn Monroe in River of No Return. Julie Andrews' Sound of Music dress bought $38,000. Sunglasses worn by Jean Reno in Leon went for $8,000. Johnny Depp's shades fetched $3,000. Bidders also snapped up pieces of royal wedding cakes. Prince William and Kate Middleton's cake sold for $7,500 for a piece of wedding cake that you can't ever eat in your whole life. And Charles and Princess Di's cake sold for $1,375. A piece of wedding cake. It's just going to sit there. What movie was it where somebody ate a piece of wedding cake that was an antique like that? I forget. Sounds like a John Candy movie. Was it John Candy? Anyway. Weird. All right. Fans of the Little Rascals film series were in Baltimore this weekend to place a headstone at the grave of actor Norman Chubby Chaney. Chaney's grave had been unmarked for 76 years since he died at age 21. He was paid a weekly salary and appeared in the films between 1929 and 31, but he didn't receive any royalties or residual payments in return to Baltimore, where he grew out of the role. Baltimore Sun reported that he struggled with his height as a teenager, not his height. Well, it was his height because he was too short for his weight. Anyway, when he did, his mother couldn't afford a headstone for his grave when he died. A little chubby. Chubby got chubbier, if you remember, as the time went on. You know, if you go back way at the beginning of the series when he was really young, just a real little kid, and then as he got older, he was putting on the pounds. Television producer and executive Henry Coleman, who was credited with The Love Boat, Hawaii 5-0, Green Acres, died Wednesday at the age of 89. Don't sing it, Paul. Okay, other things going on. Tax benefits changes put slow in the black. City Council review financial documents in preparation for fiscal year plan. So we look like we're in pretty good shape at the moment. Tentatively, it's sort of, you know, just hanging on there. But that's has a lot to do with fees. That has a lot to do with those fees. Not taxes, by the way. Those are fees. They're spelled different than taxes. Taxes has one more letter. So, yeah. Other people in the news. Here was this thing. They showed this picture of this, the down power line in Avila. So right along the Bay Drive there, they had the power lines went down. They don't know why yet, but they were sparking and causing all kinds of commotion. They didn't start a fire, really, so that's pretty amazing. I just didn't think about it, but they finally had to climb up the pole, turn it off. Everything would slow down for an hour, but where you didn't want to be at that time, where you didn't want to be when that happened. Okay, here's what they're saying right here. And I warned you last week. Did I not warn you last week? I did. Warnings against eating wild mushrooms ignored. Don't eat them. You don't need them. Don't eat them. Unless you want to get high. Unless you know which ones cause hallucinogenic happenings. And you know specifically which ones they are. And you know that that's them. And you want to eat those to have a trip. So they call it a trip. If you want to have that. You know, if you want to take a trip without having to leave the house. Then have those. But other than that, don't be trying to eat these mushrooms because they have them at the market. You know, the ones at the market are good. Just go and get them. Okay, because they say that they're not good. Deaths of two residents in Northern California, assisted living facility, and the hospitalization of four others. How do they just let people go out and graze? What do they do here? Anyway, this is the Golden Age Villa in Loomis. Yeah, that sounds like a good place to be. Caregiver who prepared the soup was among the six people that were sick. So people got sick there, and then people died. Because somebody made soup out of wild mushrooms. Okay. Nothing wrong with that idea. Okay. Other people on the news. Probably the worst place, and this was interesting, because the guy said, if you don't want to vote, you should go to Iran. You should have to go to Iran. There's places much worse than Iran. Myanmar is one of them. I mean, it's one of the all-time terrible places in all the world right now. And then on top of the terrible place in all the world right now, they had an earthquake, and as many as 12 people are feared dead. They had a 6.8 quake. Myanmar has a poor official disaster response system. As a matter of fact, they don't have any. And lost upward of 140,000 people to a devastating cyclone in 2008. I mean, this is a country that's down on its luck and keeps getting kicked further.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. One in three develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Chumash Casino Resort proudly presents Christmas with the Celts. Celebrate the magic of the holidays during a traditional Irish music concert on December 15th, benefiting Toys for Tots. Featuring Celtic renditions of beloved Christmas songs performed on Gaelic instruments including bagpipes and fiddles, together with lively Irish dancing and more. Tickets are on sale now at Club Chumash or ChumashCasino.com or order by phone at 1-800-585-3737. Christmas with the Celts. Don't miss Christmas with the Celts, Saturday, December 15th, only at Chumash Casino Resort.
In mine, like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, oh, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You can't go to bed without a cup of tea. And maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You never love yourself half as much as I love you. And you never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh,
and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause it's you, oh, it's you, it's you they add up to. And I'm in love with you. And all these little things. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all your little things.
CNN.
Radio.
I'm Bob Green for CNN Opinion. The national pastime. In a country as splintered as the United States has become, can there be any such thing? That national pastime phrase has been associated with baseball since late in the 19th century. But it would be just about impossible to make the case that baseball is a national pastime today. In a country of 314 million people, this year's World Series drew an average television audience of only 12.7 million viewers per game. But the question is whether any single activity of any kind, not just sports, qualifies for that title. Cohesion is not exactly the dominating quality of 21st century life. We're endlessly being reminded of all the choices we have for spending our time. The concept of the entire country gravitating toward one leisure time activity sounds beyond archaic. If baseball ever was, at least symbolically, the national pastime, that changed in the early 1950s with the rapid arrival of television sets in American homes. Suddenly, for the first time in history, people all over the country were looking at the same thing at the same time. The nation had a new pastime, and it took place indoors. Most Americans today have no memory of a world before television, and a newer pastime, as we all know, has emerged on screens of a different sort. All you have to do is walk down any street and observe your fellow pedestrians checking the screens they hold in their palms. There is an old phrase, the opiate of the masses. Do today's Americans simply enjoy the screens they carry with them, or are they psychologically addicted to them? Is it a pleasurable pastime, or are they hooked? It's not an unfair question. Our pastimes are many, and the very idea of a national pastime goes against the contemporary aversion to doing only one thing at a time. Although the very real possibility exists that we have indeed, without planning to, settled on a new kind of national pastime. Multitasking. Compared to that, baseball's starting to sound better and better. For CNN Opinion, I'm Bob Green.
I'm with Bob Green on that. This is the multitasking. Forget that. Matter of fact, here's what's really interesting. We have a brand new super duper 21st century water cooler thing that has hot water, it has cold water, it has, you know, just whatever you want, and it has a place where you set this temperature and everything. Well, apparently something's going wrong with it. I don't know how to reset it, and you can't. Everything you try to have is all hot water now. But other than that, modern science. Jeez. I can't be having any stuff here, too. Here it says, rise of eco-labels puts consumers and producers in state of confusion. Not really. It's not that hard. But here's what makes it hard. Just, can I be honest with you? It's not that it's hard unto itself. What's hard is trying to hide what it is you're doing. Because the people that are the big agri people, they know that. You know, they know that people are concerned about what they're putting in their mouths and swallowing. And so that's part of the deal right there. So that's what causes the confusion. So then you have people that say, then for the consumer, it's confusing because you don't know if the label's lying or not. And just go with what's on there. Okay? Hope for the best. That's all I can tell you right there. All right. Just go with it. All right. Then here's another earthquake, and Guatemala had a 6.5 earthquake. Now, here's the other thing. Here's the important thing that's going on. It doesn't say about any killed. It says a major quake just 4 days after a major quake killed dozens, so they had this next quake because Guatemala just had the earthquake. Okay, so here's the other things that's not good. Israelis hit Gaza targets hard, and so the heaviest fighting in months followed militant rocket fire in the southern region. So first off, we have Gaza that's a problem again, and then we have the Syrians fired a couple of rounds, ended up in Israel, so they took out a couple of tanks. So we're not having that, you know. So who knows where that's going to go? See, there's the problem. There's a problem with everybody. If somebody wants to start hating on Israel, everybody will jump on the bandwagon. So that causes problems. an important, amazing thing. Okay, this is. I had never even heard of this. Can I be honest with you? I read this letter today. I'm going, what? Say what? What is it? I didn't know that much about. I didn't know that much about native plants. I still don't know anything about them, but I know that they're important to some people. So that's important. Okay, here's the thing. Being a transplanted Angeleno, I was recently a victim of a tirade by a Bay Area chauvinist. What his complaint was, we Southland Hicks lacked sophistication or were culturally deprived. No, it was that we used the article "the" in front of all the freeways we drive. It wasn't the first time I'd heard the same rant. The reason we traveled the 405 is very simple. Once upon a time, there was one freeway, Pasadena. That's it. So there was Hollywood, then Harbor. And it sounded odd to say I'm going Hollywood or Santa Ana Freeway, so we said the Hollywood Freeway. Okay, if it's any consolation, my antagonist here in San Luis Obispo, I drive 1 and 101 and 41. I do the 101. Old habits are hard to break. After my defense, I suffered a second torrent of abuse. It seems you can always tell someone from Southern California by the way they wash their hands in a public restroom. They leave the water on throughout the whole process. I guess that must be healthy to put terrorism or the economy on the back burner and rage about really unimportant issues. Was this in a letter to the editor? I read the letters to the editor. Was it his next door neighbor? Was it some guy that jumped over the fence and started a tirade on the guy? What's he talking about? Have you ever heard this before? I haven't. I mean, you call it the 101, and that's something wrong with that?
I had never heard of it.
So it could be me, though. I might have missed out on something. It's happened before for me.
I can say that.
Sadly, I missed the boat from time to time. All right, other things that are going on. The jury decided that John Woody, who's the man that stabbed the man in the automat, is guilty, and his sentencing. Well, first off, they have to decide if he's sane, and that sentencing won't come till the end of November 26th, and then we go from there. So that's what's going on with that. We don't know what's going on with that. What's going on with that is we don't know what's going on with that. Okay, Senator Ashley Judd, maybe someday, the actress says. She says, maybe I'd like to run for U.S. Senate. I'm not ruling out either, by the way, Senator Bill Benica. I'm not ruling out. Not really pursuing it, but I'm not ruling out. Rachel Ray is donating $500,000 to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, because she's always been big on those people. So that's really pretty nice. Okay. ASPCA has rescued more than 250 animals and supplied nearly 6,000 New York and Long Island that will use the money to lease a building that can be used as a center shelter for sandy animals. Who else is in the news that matters? Well, just a name we know. A Texas judge says a longtime friend of Sherman Hemsley can proceed with burial plans for the deceased star. You mean the guy hasn't been buried yet? Of the Jeffersons, Hemsley's body has remained in refrigerated storage in El Paso Funeral Home since his death on July 24th. A Philadelphia man, Richard Thornton, who says he is Hemsley's half-brother, has contested the will. Why would you contest the part about burying the guy? Just out of curiosity. Right?
Just kidding. Okay.
Call for 7-day window. This is interesting. The television thing. Call to count for 7-day window to count ratings grows. Have you heard about this? If you watch episodes of ABC's Modern Family within 3 days of recording it on your digital recorder, Madison Avenue loves you. But if you watch it 4 days after recorded, you're worthless in the eyes of advertisers. This is how they keep track of things. Not well. And see, more and more people have. And I'm going to tell you what. If you don't have a DVR, get one. If you're a Charter, whoever you're with, get a DVR. They're really cool. They're great. Tape movies way ahead of time. You can tape TV shows if you want to. I've taped TV shows, but I've always erased them and watched them back. But it's not to say you couldn't do it. That's what I'm telling you. So now the TV people are saying, well, it should be if you watch it within 7 days. Whatever. In 1 day, 11,000 Syrians flee as war and hardships worsen. In 1 day, 11,000 Syrians flee. Unbelievable. All right. Gas rationing frays nerves in New York City. As you can imagine, your nerves just have to be terrible, the whole thing right there. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Is this a girl that was on her cell phone? So they know. She was visiting her uncle. This is it right here. This is it. This is, well, she wasn't on it. I don't know if she was on it yet or not, but this is in San Diego County. Girl down El Cajon. She was, she's a, how old is she? 13, 18, something. Anyway, she climbed up a hill to get cell phone reception, and she heard rattling. She stepped in a pile of weeds and twigs. She looked down and saw an adult rattler and five babies biting her foot. That can't be good, you know what I mean? But on the bright side, the babies got some practice because they don't know how to do it really yet. So now they're know how to do it. And the girl's okay. I'd be dead as a door knocker, but she's all right. It amazes me, to tell the truth. Okay, in Afghanistan, donkeys step up as helicopters pull out. That gotta be fun right there. All right. I don't even want to talk about it. This guy so offends me, and his treatment is so nice also offends me. And this is this Anders Breivik, who's the guy that shot all those people in Norway. He would like butter, a new pen, more comfortable handcuffs, and a view. There you are right there. He killed 77 people. Okay. Sri Lanka, they had a shootout between prisoners and security forces. Killed at least 16 inmates. I'm sure the other people had more of the guns. I'm just guessing, but I would assume that that's probably the case. They had more of the guns, and therefore they're going to come out on top of that. Okay, let me see what else we have. Let me see what we haven't got to and why we haven't got to it yet. Okay. It says Jesse Jackson Jr. may soon resign because I guess he's just got problems that aren't solving themselves or being treated to be solved. Here was even a thing that I was sort of surprised at seeing was, did Daniel Day-Lewis, I need to hear this. This is kind of weird. This is with an author, conversation with an author who wrote about Lincoln all the time. So the question was did Daniel Day-Lewis use a fairly accurate voice of what Abraham Lincoln sounded like when he made this new movie? As far as I know, we don't have recordings of Abraham Lincoln, do we? And it goes a little bit before the recording process started, so I don't know how we'd know how he sounded to begin with. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready when you're ready. Okay, it'll just happen to me. It's one of those things that just happens. It just comes along and happens. We were supposed to have weather temperatures in the 80 today, and it was supposed to start getting cooler during the week. I don't think we're going to see 80 today, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. And then I had this a second ago, and then it went away. So I don't know what happened to it. Okay. No? Okay. I don't know why all of a sudden it changed to that. That's not what I was working on. I wasn't working on that. I was working on Honest Abe. Honest Abe. Lord. Okay, well, I'll get to it, and we'll get to it, so I'll just wait a second. All right, let's find out about the stuff that's going on. Flipping thing. Okay. El Rancho Marketplace coming to Pismo. I'm sure that under better circumstances, like if let's just say you're a consumer, I'm sure it's a wonderful place to be. As a demonstration person, it wasn't so good, but I'm sure that it's fine. Okay, I got another shot at this, okay? I don't want photos. I want to see who, I want to see how we determine whether or not Abraham, what's the guy's name? Sounds like Abraham Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis. All right, here we go. We're going to try one more time. All right, we want to hit Daniel Day-Lewis. Can we get Daniel Day-Lewis up? Okay, here we go. I think it's going to happen. I think it might happen soon. How pathetic. Okay, other things are going on. There's something going on. Oh, there's a story I want to share with you. Oh, I got it. Okay, I'll find it and get back to you. I gotta go back to Calco's News. But okay, this story will appear all of a sudden, and we're gonna find out if Daniel Day-Lewis, according, how would you know such a thing? How could you possibly know how authentic a person's voice was if you're playing a part in a movie to someone whose voice was never recorded? All right, we'll find out.
Lincoln as a tall man with a booming voice in the new movie Lincoln, which opens today. The audience will see that familiar image. But as Seth Doan reports, they're going to hear something else.
Ah, the blood it takes to hold this union together.
To borrow a word from Lincoln himself, scores of actors have portrayed our 16th president on film and television over the years. Although they all strive to look the part, using ample photographic evidence, none of them ever knew if they were able to capture the true voice of one of America's greatest orators.
He died long before audio recording was possible, so we have no hints about what he really sounded like except in the reminiscences of his contemporaries.
Harold Holzer has studied that written record extensively as chairman of the Lincoln Bicentennial Celebration. In his view, the actors have mostly gotten it wrong.
It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here.
Too deep, Gregory Peck. Much too deep.
Trouble is when men start taking the law into their own hands.
Henry Fonda sounds like Henry Fonda. It's one of the best voices that ever was, but it's Nebraska. It's not Indiana or Kentucky.
God knows. I never wanted this conflict.
None of these actors, maybe with the exception of Holbrook, ever really worked on the accent.
Until now.
Things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
In Steven Spielberg's new film, Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis takes on the larger-than-life character, who, according to historians, had a smaller-than-expected voice.
The most frequent things we read are that he had a nasal voice, a high voice, but that somehow, miraculously, it floated over large crowds.
We're stepped out upon the world stage now.
The Oscar-winning actor settled on a high-pitched, almost scratchy tone, very different from the deep, booming quality audiences have come to expect from pop culture.
Four score and 7 minutes ago.
No one expected Day-Lewis to channel Bill and Ted, but some early audiences are still surprised by his voice. At a Time magazine panel discussion last month, he tried to explain where it came from.
Well, you look for the clues, as within any aspect of the work, you search for the clues, and there are plenty of them. But for me, if I'm very lucky, at a given moment, I begin to hear a voice, not in the supernatural sense, but my inner ear, and then the work begins to try and reproduce that sound.
I think it's extraordinary. I think it's uncanny, and I think it's chilling. And I wish we could have somebody come back from the 1860s and say, that's the guy.
I have faith in myself.
Day-Lewis is famous for disappearing inside his roles, from a wrongly imprisoned Irishman to a ruthless New York gang leader to a 19th century California oil baron. He says finding the voice is always a vital part of his process.
I'm better at digging holes in the ground than making speeches.
I began to hear a voice that, as I grew closer to the man, seemed to give me the full expression of his character.
With Lincoln, that expression is winning over moviegoers, far more demanding than film critics, historians.
We wish we could hear him, and I think this is about as close as we're ever going to come.
For CBS This Morning, Seth Doan, New York.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't know if I wanted to hear him or not. But that's interesting. That's all it is, I guess. But anyway, I think Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor. And you know that I've just discovered, and you're going to say, Bill, how can you be this ignorant about actors and actresses? I don't know how. I don't know. I don't read about them. I don't have dinner with any of them. I don't know anything about them. I didn't know Daniel Day-Lewis was British. I didn't know that. Now I know it, because that was him right there with no makeup and stuff on. Okay, well, you learn as you go. See that? You learn as you go. Now, you might say, Bill, everybody knows that. No, I didn't. Though not everybody knows it, I didn't know it. So that's it right there. Neater, neater. I didn't know it. I would have liked to have known it. I will say this. I would have liked to have known it, but I did not. Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let me see where we are with anything else that's going on. Let me see if there's any headlines we need to make sure we didn't miss so we know what's going on with that. And we'll have a little short song out by the whatever that group is I'm talking about today, because everything I do is short, so that's kind of funny. Okay, and then let's see if there's any other new headlines. Come on, there we go. All right, now we've still got the picture of the zigzag papers. This is Dan. No. there's a solar eclipse going on in Australia, and they're talking about it screwing up the tourist industry or so, doing something that's not good. I can't exactly figure it out. Now, Elmo's voice having some problems. How about Grover? Everything okay with him? Thanks for joining me today on this Tuesday. We'll get together again tomorrow. Wednesday at noon o'clock. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Lately I found myself thinking, been dreaming about you a lot, and up in my head I'm your boyfriend, but that's one thing you've already got.
He drives to school every morning, while I walk alone in the rain. He'd kill me without any warning, if he took a look in my brain. Well, if it was me, then I would. Would he hold you when your feet lay low? Maybe you should know.
Would he hold you when you're feeling low? Baby, you should know that I would.